Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You can follow us on Facebook at Freeform Network. We're on Twitter under FFR Podcast. We like suggestions and comments too. You can send them to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Again, this is Freeform Radio. This is
Daniel.
This is Andy. Awesome fucking intro, Aguirre.
Yeah, right.
Man, I just messed all that shit, but keep rolling, man. We've been here for like 2 hours already.
Yeah, this is like our sixth intro, so we're just going to keep it rolling, man. This is like one of those like behind the curtains where you got to kind of see the little stuff, you know, that
you don't see
the polish, you know. Sometimes you see that raw, rough.
We like giving it raw, you know. We don't like to wear nothing, no protection, just raw.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least now that I'm a married man, yeah, for sure.
Whoa. Even before you were married, I don't think you...
Nah, man, you know.
You were always before protected.
Before I was married, I'm a man of God. I'm Christian here. You know.
Nah, man, that's... okay, well, we'll keep that. That'll still be behind the curtain, man. We don't want to know what's going on back in the day.
Let's put that curtain back up.
That's another episode. That's the back in the day episode. That's a new show. Back in the day, we're going to talk about what we do and we don't want our kids to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. So how you feeling, man? You sound kind of sick, man.
I don't know. The weather's nice. I've been...
Yeah, it was
someone's sick at the house, and I think I'm starting to get it. So when I get home, I'm going to have to take some real medicine.
Oh, shit, man. Well, good thing you brought it to my house here. We're definitely looking for something new to combat.
I think it started here, then it went away, moved back there, and now it's coming back full circle, 360 that.
Ah, cool, man. Nah, man. Well, hopefully it doesn't hit you too hard, and I'm going to go pop some vitamin D after we're done here with the podcast. But to start it off, man, your week, you mentioned that you're a little displeasure with your new computer, man. What's the deal, man? You just got this thing, if I remember, a month or so ago, right?
Yeah, I bought it on Black Friday. So I set it up. It's running great. It's just, I don't know if it's the operating system or the computer, because everything I put on so far, it worked, but there's always like an issue, and I've never had that. Like, I've had problems like that before with Windows, but this one's, like, really consistent. Everything I've put in there, there's always, like, an issue with not responding or there's a delay. And this has an Intel. It's a pretty good hard drive and RAM and all that, so I don't know what the hell it could be.
So give us a refresher. What kind of computer are we looking at? Desktop or HP LP?
Laptop with Intel processor. It has a 500 hard drive, and I think... I forgot the size of the RAM, but it's pretty huge compared to my old one. And I paid, I think, $200 for it on Black Friday. And it's a touchscreen. Everything works great. It's just when I pop in new software, it's always like, it's like iffy. Especially when I help edit the podcast, the Audacity. I don't know if it's an Audacity thing or not, but there's always a delay or something that's not responsive.
Well, I know Audacity offers 32-bit or 64-bit.
Right.
Did you download the correct one?
I downloaded the correct one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say...
You say that's a user problem. It's a software issue, man.
I'm just bringing up possible problems, man.
Sounds like an IT guy. Did you unplug it and did you restart the computer? Like, F you, dude. I'm calling you because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, so... So other than some programs, it's running like a champ, or is there other things
like
wrong with
streaming
it?
Streaming and all that. Everything, the Chromecast, everything works fine. But when I try to put like software, like I've been asked to make DVDs, and I got to dig out my old software that I've used in the past because I don't want to pay for it. I don't know. I'm afraid if I pop this in there, it's not going to work, or it's going to be like spotty. So I'm hesitant. So I got to do a little bit more research on that.
Okay. Well, my Windows 10, it's Windows 10 that you have, right?
Yeah.
My Windows 10, from occasion, it does give me a couple problems. I noticed that if you have any drivers that are obsolete, it does tend to run a little slower. Like, we've had it where we're recording podcasts and my thing just craps out and it, like, freezes on us.
I'm telling you, I think it's the Windows. It's not... It has to be a software issue because you got a brand new computer too.
I mean, not as new as yours, but definitely not as old. I think it's like less than a year old.
And I don't want to hear that shit. People say, get a Mac. F you, man. I ain't getting no Mac. It's expensive.
No, yeah. I wouldn't mind the Mac. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but the price is what holds me back, man. I'm not going to pay $4,000 for a laptop, and then 6 months later, a newer Mac comes out, and then I got the old Mac. You know, I got the old one.
Well, maybe if Apple, Steve Jobs' ghost will send us one, we'll give it a review.
Yeah, man. I would love, actually, to pick up a Mac. I've always kept my eye out, and like on Facebook, you know, those resellers and stuff. People trying to get rid of like old Mac.
Man, you're an Apple guy, man. You slowly converted over, except your computer. You got the Apple TV, your iPad.
Yeah,
your
iPad.
iPhones.
Yeah.
You even talking about getting an iPhone watch or that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the watch, but like everything, man, it's so expensive, man. That's why it took me so long to even get my iPhone. And I'm going on 2 years with this one. So
I'm at the... It's 2+ years I've had this iPhone 5S.
Yeah.
And but now it's really starting to act up.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, like I'm balling with iPhone. You know, my iPhone's one of the older ones. It's a 6.
Shit, man, that's a new one, man.
Well, now the 7's out, and then the 8's right around the corner. And then I was reading something a couple days ago that Target, I believe, or Toys R Us, or one of the retailers, leaked that the 7 SE might be coming out soon, like a stripped down version.
Special edition? Or the C isn't cheap?
Well, I think that from what the article said, I mean, Apple hasn't said anything officially. They were speculating that it was going to be called the SE, and it's supposed to be like a stripped down version with less this, less that, but you know, it's still got this new quad, you know, whatever this and the other.
I don't know.
So
I'm thinking about. I got to get a new phone. It'll probably be an iPhone again.
Yeah. No, I'm happy with the iPhone. And maybe just like I'm happy with the phone versus the Android phones that I had, maybe it's a more stable operating system. So, yeah, maybe we wouldn't have as many problems as we have if we had a Mac computer.
Like I said, the computer works fine. It's a touchscreen, everything. It's just the issue I'm running into is... I'm really starting to think it's like an operating, an OS problem with the compatibility. And I'm just, the older I get, the less I want to deal with that shit. I just want to install it, update it, and make it work flawlessly. When I run into issues, it's just that, like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I'm like at that point where like before I used to do a lot of stuff, like, you know, with DVDs and stuff and music and burn stuff. Now I'm just like, I just want to edit the show and I don't want to run any problems. And it's like little minor headaches or hiccups. And it's like, what do the kids say? It's very fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to deal with that. See, yes, it's free. I know if I pay for something, but still, man, it's a great, I like Audacity. It's awesome. So I don't know where the problem is, if it's that, or maybe I just need to research it more to do more updates or do mess around with some settings. But, you know, when you get something new, you don't want to deal with that shit.
No, for sure, man. I mean, I hear that. I understand that too, man. Especially with you, you're getting older. You might not be as tech savvy as, you know, maybe them old days.
Nah, I ain't, man. I don't got the patience for that shit no more.
All these new buttons and new features, man, it kind of throws you off. Like, what? I can't make a phone call with this thing? You know, stuff like that.
It's just like I still have a VHS, you know, a VCR. So there you go, man. I don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, man, it does kind of suck. I kind of feel that too. Even with my PC, it hasn't been as flawless as I anticipated. I did spend a few more bucks on my desktop. I think at the end of the day, it was just under $1,000. You know, thinking that, you know, just thinking
1996 or something.
I mean, it was like it's like a year ago, you know, I was hoping it was going to last me a good while, you know, so I put some good money into it. It's the family desktop here that everybody uses at the house. And then we got a laptop and you know, our own computers at work or whatnot. But no, man, I thought it was going to be as flawless. But like you said, you know, I've noticed little things here and there. Not
Come on,
sure if
Bill
it's
Gates, get your shit together, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the Windows 10 thing or if maybe it is time to, you know, invest, you know, instead of spending $1,000 on a computer, spend $3,000. So we'll see, man. We'll see what we do in the future. But for now, man, this is probably going to be my computer for the next year and a half.
Yeah, this is my first laptop ever. So it's cool. I just, I don't know. I know I didn't want to get another tower, like another like official computer, because I got my tablet and the phones, and like once in a while everything's streamed now. Like once in a while, like I download some fucking music or something to burn to a CD. Yeah, a CD. And then I play it in my truck. But other than that, I mean, yeah. So I'm like, I'll just get a laptop that has a burner in there. And I mean, it's worked out fine. It's just, I don't know if it's a software issue. I'm starting to believe, from my knowledge, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, no, but it's like you mentioned as well, Audacity is a free program for all of you out there. It's a free program for audio editing. We use it for our podcasts, and we use it for a few other things as well. So, yeah, when you got a free program, you get what you paid for. But for the most part, it's a great program with a lot of good options that for it being free, man. Hey, man, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. After this one, I don't even know if I would purchase another computer or anything or a laptop. I don't know. You think it's necessary?
To have a computer?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, man. Well, how are you going to do your billing online? Or are you still mailing out checks?
I still mail out checks, man. I got apps for that shit now, man.
So you pay it all on the apps? On your phone then? Your bills?
Like, I pay my mortgage and my car note on the websites, yeah. Or on the Safari or whatever.
Oh, okay. So just on your phone?
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit. No, I use my my desktop for...
I was going to say, I'm gonna go and buy money orders.
No, I haven't done that since high school, man. I don't know anybody that still goes to a currency exchange for just about anything, man. In high school, yeah, for paying our cell phone bill, for paying the water bill and whatnot.
Right.
The currency exchange, but man, it moved over to the bank, and now, you know, I still got a bank account, but I haven't gone to the bank personally in a while. You know, everything is online and everything's through online pay.
Weird. So if you need to make a withdrawal, what do you just go to the ATM?
Well, yeah, just go to the ATM.
Pay that $2 fee, man.
No, I just go to my...
Will you drive around, look for your bank?
No, you know, I plan out my day accordingly, and if I know I got to hit the bank, you know, I drive by the ATM that...
Damn you, Windows. See what you're making me do, man? You're making me not buy another computer, and I ain't buying no fucking Mac. That shit's expensive.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be nice to save up and get a Mac, you know, and try that out. I do hear a lot of good things, so we'll have to see, man. Send us in your feelings out there, ffnquestions@gmail.com. Let us know if a Mac's really worth the double or triple the cost of a usual Windows-based computer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I grew up with, so I don't know. Just the way stuff's going with this right now, I don't know if I'll buy another computer. I might buy another tablet, but Windows tablets suck. I've seen them. Not the best. The Android tablet I got, the Samsung, is pretty solid, and my iPhone's pretty solid, so...
Well, that Microsoft Surface looks nice, but that's kind of pricey, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really seen anything on it.
I mean, it's a nice tablet. It's got that little detachable keyboard, and it looks sweet. It looks really got a lot of good processing power, but you're definitely not going to get it for under $300. And that's probably like the cheaper.
I think I paid for my tablet $120.
Yeah.
And it's still working. I've had it for 3 years now.
Yeah, no, well, you got that Samsung Galaxy. Those are pretty solid.
I only use it for streaming, so. Yeah, I mean, it's, we'll see. I don't know. Realistically, if my gut is telling me, once this computer craps out, I don't think I'm going to buy another one.
So what are you going to do? You're downloading?
Everything's streamed, though. I mean, that's the only thing. I'll try to... I don't know, man. I just might just go back to buying fucking CDs and shit, DVDs.
Oh, okay.
Go to Goodwill; they're cheap.
Yeah, I don't really care for streaming as much. And by streaming, I mean like movies and whatnot. I got my Amazon Prime, and then the few that I don't get from Amazon Prime, I like downloading them, putting them on a USB stick or something, and then putting them on, you know, to whatever device I'm going to use to view it. Just because I don't want to deal with the, you know, irregularities of the network of the,
right,
you know, how fast your internet is, especially mine. I don't get these fast like 54 Mbps internets. You know, I get the cheap one, the 3, the 5. right now, I don't even have internet. Right now, we don't have Wi-Fi in the house.
How does this place even exist,
man? Yeah, I know, man. It's kind of weird, and my son is going through some withdrawals, and he's just like, how am I going to watch YouTube? Hell.
I got to see people playing video games. I don't know what's going on.
He's over there shaking. But yeah, right now, we don't have internet. We're in between, and I think I mentioned a few podcasts ago that, you know, I've been shopping and finally cut the strings with Comcast. So I might go back to Comcast, but we're going to take a little hiatus for a minute and then jump back in later.
Just pay the full price, man.
Man, I'm not paying $60 for internet.
That's
dude.
Normal.
I know it's normal, but dude, I am not paying for that. I've gotten away from paying from cable. I cut the ties. I got over the air, you know, TV, and it's perfectly fine, dude. I'm fine. I don't feel any kind of need like, oh my god, I wish I had ESPN right now, so I could watch what's going on with you know, the free agents. I don't. I got my phone, and I check the websites, and I check the stuff, and I get the news that way.
Man, you sound like a millennial right now, man.
I mean, that's just the reality, man. And to me, compounded that I'm cheap, I'm not going to pay for that. You know, I'm not going to pay for something that I don't deem is worth that cost. And over-the-air TV is perfectly fine for me. My wife doesn't watch much TV to begin with. She's mostly on her phone doing her thing. Junior, he doesn't watch TV at all unless he's like over at his grandma's house, you know, just watching whatever they're watching. But otherwise, he's plugged into the net, you know, trying to watch whatever videos he wants. So nobody watches TV. I'm the only one that really watches TV, and it's only to watch sports, you know, my local sports.
Right, right.
And that's it. So what am I going to pay $100 a month for TV and internet when I just don't use it that often? The only thing I do use is the internet. But the internet alone is like $60, and I'm not paying $60. I'm just not, man.
You want to pay $58?
Well, I'm shopping. I found a few like in the $30 range, and I found one that looks kind of interesting on the $10 range. So I'm kind of contemplating that one. We'll see, man.
Yeah, please let us know what $10 internet is.
Yeah, man, that's like some. It's a little step above dial-up, man. You know, you don't hear that little dial-up sound when you start, but we'll see, man. I'll fill you in as soon as I give it a try. Haven't pulled the strings yet or pulled the trigger on that yet, so we'll see. Well, Andy, let us know, man. Something else you've been up to or what you watched, man. You watched that Wolf of Wall Street again. That was that, who was the main character in that thing again?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, Leonardo. Plays this guy who went to Wall Street and made his money on, like, penny stocks and then all this other shit. So, yeah, it's a great movie. The only reason I watched it because I bought the Blu-ray, like, dirt cheap. I'm like, let me rewatch it. I remember being a really good movie. And the debauchery that these guys, these Wall Street guys do, it's pretty crazy. And, yeah, they made a lot. That firm or whatever made a shitload of money, and they were nuts. And I don't remember if he got nominated or not for that movie, but Scorsese directed it. It was kind of long, what I remember, but yeah, it was a really, really good movie. Yeah, I recommend everybody check it. That's one of DiCaprio's better movies, instead of like him fighting bears or fucking what's the other one. Yeah, you saw the where he fights, he wrestles a bear, right?
Yeah, I forget the name of it.
He's
now.
He's like,
but,
with an Indian or something.
But yeah, that's actually a pretty good one. I liked it.
It was all right. Got jumped the shark when he started wrestling that bear. That bear would have destroyed him, dude.
Well, it did destroy him, dude.
He walked back to the camp, dude. He's just like, oh yeah, man. He fucking scared him away. And, like,
but that was after. That was after like a week of recuperating his injuries.
It's fake, bro. It's fake.
Bro, all I know is I could fight a bear, man.
Nah, man, you're crazy, man. Wish Joe Rogan was here. You show up those videos where people fight bears and their, like, faces are missing and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, their, like, guts get ripped out. But going back to the movie, yeah, it's Jonah Hill, the character he plays, is hilarious. And, like, just the partying when you have so much money, it's, like, it's ridiculous, man. Like, some of the shit that they did and they got away with, and, he's talking about drugs and the women, and it was just like craziness, dude. So DiCaprio, he played him really good. So it was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked it myself as well. It was kind of funny. One of those like intelligent movies where, you know, they're kind of showing you how the process worked in Wall Street. But as well as still keeping a comedic atmosphere with showing all the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, them guys just not knowing what to do with all that money.
Right. That's why DiCaprio, he's turning into, he's come a long way from the Titanic movie. And I think he's a pretty solid actor. I mean, when he played a J. Edgar Hoover in that movie, I don't know, that one was a little, he played him all right. But it was also like a little out there.
Well, that was just a different character as well.
Yeah. And I know it was based on, I think Clint Eastwood directed that one.
Yeah, if I remember right.
And that one was just, the story-wise, it was all right. I don't know how accurate it was. But he was good in the Django. He was good in...
He's usually pretty good in his movies. The only thing with him recently, man, from what I've been seeing at these award shows, he keeps going on that tangent about saving the woods or the nature. Well,
without a doubt, he's a tree hugger. He's a hippie, man. He just, you know, we gotta freaking do this and then less flying and driving. And, you know, he's one of those guys, which is cool, but also it's just like, it's a bit too much.
And I think it's kind of hypocritical since he's got a private jet that he flies to all these events in.
Exactly. It's just like everything in life. People who have money do as I say, don't do what I'm doing. So do this. Only I can do it. So it's just typical Hollywood BS crap, you know. They mean well, but they're not following what they're preaching. So that's why I don't take all that shit serious, man.
I'm sure he does mean well, and he does want to save. Maybe he did feel touched by some of the people when he was making that movie where he wrestled that bear. Because it seemed like after that, he really got on that, you know, horse. Or
even before that, he was on all that hippie shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like...
Which I agree with. To me, his message, I agree with. I think we should lessen our carbon footprint. I agree with what he's saying, but I just think it's kind of funny that he makes a big deal out of it while he's flying in his jet
like,
to these private events.
I'll never forget when I was a kid. I was telling my girlfriend this story, because she was like, yeah, we got to do this and this. And I was just like, look, man, I've been told all this shit my whole life. And here we are. I'm 40. I'm going to be 40 years old this year. And we're still talking about the same shit. It's just a different name. Back when I was growing up in the late 80s, early, you know, I remember freaking Cheers, the guy Ted Danson, going on the news saying, people who use hairspray and all this, we're killing the ozone layer. You know, we're going to be bald. We're not going to be able to walk outside by the year 2000. The sun's going to burn us up because there's no layer of protection. And I remember like, holy shit, man, this guy's on TV. He knows what the hell he's talking about. I remember telling my mom this, and my mom was like, what the hell are you talking about? You're talking nonsense. I'm like, well, they're on TV saying, who's saying that? And like, that guy in the bar. And she's like, that guy? And she's like, don't pay attention to him. Dude, I got spooked. Like, I was freaking out, right? And then I remember telling people, and I'm just like, and here we are, like, fucking 20-plus years later, and now they're talking about, you know, climate change is real, and, you know, we gotta do this and this, otherwise there's gonna be this, and, like, now they're blaming that. That's why we get this extreme weather, and, like, all this shit. Like, next 10 years is gonna be something different. It just changes. It's the same shit. Yes, we gotta protect Mother Earth. Yes, we gotta recycle. Yes, yes, yes. But it's just, they take it to such an extreme, and, like, when you're a kid, or, you know, you don't know no better, you see these people on TV and movies, they're like, well, if they're saying it, it must be true, right? Like, I trust them. I shared a moment with them when I watched their show or a movie, whatever. Like, I know him or her. So I'm going to listen to him. And, yeah, you just, like, I told my girlfriend, like, man, that shit scared me, dude. Like, I'm going to get fucking burnt up by in the next 10 years. We can't do this and we can't do that. It's just the thing. It's the same thing. It just changes names.
So you're telling me Ted Danson is the one that spooked you, not the RoboCop commercial?
No.
With the blue sunscreen? Do you remember that?
No. I just remember...
You remember RoboCop? At the start of RoboCop, there was a one of those like fake commercials.
It was the lady in the pool, right?
Yeah, and she gets on.
What was
she
selling?
She puts on like blue blocker 5,000. It's like, you
something.
Know,
yeah, well, yeah.
Or 5 million
yeah,
PSIs.
Exactly,
or,
dude.
Or
that was around the time when all that shit, like the ozone layer, yeah, right? Yeah. That everybody was talking about. I mean, today's kids don't know, but I remember. You know, if it wasn't that, we were going to get nuked by the freaking Russians, you know? And it's just like, this shit just, it changes. They got to put a new thing out there to push on people.
Well, I think, Andy, to be honest, you know, the little bit that I know, I don't know a lot about it, but these things bring to awareness changes that we need to do in our lifestyle.
It's hippie talk, man. There's a lot of changes that have been done.
Well, let me finish. The hairspray thing was a thing, man. The chemical that they used inside of the hairspray to maintain the pressure
right.
was harming the ozone, or at least theoretically. I mean, I don't know. I didn't go up there and measure and be like, oh, shit, it is messing up the ozone. You know, I got to take some scientist's word for it. But according to the scientists, that
according to Ted Danson.
Or, yeah, especially.
Right? Non-scientist Ted Danson.
Yeah, he's saying that the chemical in there. So guess what, Andy? Those spray cans do not use that chemical anymore. So it brings to awareness a problem that's out there. And for humankind to make adjustments to try to lessen the harm that we do to this world. So I think something like Leonardo DiCaprio's message, it does hold true. Carbon does harm the world. And I think we need to lessen our carbon footprint.
No. Carbon does not harm the world.
Well, in excess of carbon.
Oh, now the plants are killing us, dude?
No, well, when you excessively...
Because that's what plants create.
Plants create oxygen.
No,
plants
carbon.
No, plants soak up carbon.
It's the other way around, if I remember my science correctly. I could be wrong. I remember junior high science. I remember plants created carbon. They take the oxygen, they convert it into carbon dioxide, right?
No.
Google send it. I don't got time to search this shit, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
It's the other way around. The trees, that's what they need to survive. They need carbon. So they soak up the carbon, they clean it through their systems, and then they release oxygen into the air. That's why having a plant supposedly in your house makes your house be fresher, because it's sucking up the carbon that you're letting out from your lungs, and then they purify it and then send it back to you as oxygen.
All you scientists, yeah, send us this shit, man, because we obviously, me and Danny both failed the junior high science. I remember plants creating. I distinctly remember plants creating carbon, because I remember when all this carbon shit coming up. People were like, it's bad for you. I'm like, well, don't plants create it? So what are we going to do with all the grass and all this shit?
I don't know, man. I could have sworn.
I could be wrong, but that's what I distinctly remember.
Well, yeah. We both could be wrong for sure, because it's something that we just don't.
I'm with Ted Danson, man. And then Ted Danson made a fool of himself. I want an apology from him.
No, yeah. I'm just reading it right here. The trees soak up the carbon, and they release oxygen back out into the atmosphere. So they soak up CO2, and then they release the oxygen back after they clean it.
Carbon dioxide?
I don't know if carbon dioxide, because carbon dioxide is, it's like another, it's kind of like water. It's not just oxygen, it's water.
Right.
You know, it's H2O. So granted, I mean, back to the what we were mentioning, I think he's right, where we do it in such an excess, we cut down our trees in excess, that we do not provide a way for this world or the earth to be able to give us clean air in a sufficient amount for what we're putting out. So I think it just brings to awareness things that we need to do, whether small or big, adjustments into our lifestyle to help prevent and help improve the world that we live in.
So are you going to walk everywhere? I'm going to be driving. Is that cool? We offset each other?
No, it doesn't need to be drastic, Andy. A lot of these things are just...
Is drastic walking?
Well, you're making it sound drastic. Like, you know, I got to walk to the mall. You know, I got to walk to the store and go make my groceries.
Baby, give me my water ready. I'm going to walk to the grocery store with my backpack.
It's
you pass out when you get
there. I mean, if you could do stuff like that, man, I think it's great. But to me, I think small things, even like, all right, we got to go buy Junior his shoes. We got to get him his haircut. We want to go have a lunch out today. And then we want to walk the mall. Well, guess what? When we're ready to do all those four things, we're going to do them all at one time. We're going to drive out, and in this neighborhood, we can go to the mall. There's a haircut place for Junior. Right. There's a place for this, that, that, that. So, you know, we try to do it so that we're not driving from corner to corner of, you know, 10 miles that way, 10 miles this way, and we're out all day just driving around. It's something just conscious that you do to try to just prevent how much you drive and just do little things like that.
For the record, you can drive wherever you want, then I don't care.
No, yeah, well, I'm sure by your standards, it's fine, but I'm saying...
By a majority of American standards, I think they're fine with that.
Nah, I'd like to... maybe you're right. Maybe a lot of people out there...
Trump's America, it's all right, man.
Maybe a lot of people out there do disregard the world, throw their trash out on the floor, you know, outside their cars, you know, stuff like that.
Hell yeah, man. I'm sure, cool too, man. We got street sweepers and shit.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there like that. But just doing the little small things, picking up your own garbage, throwing them in garbage containers so that we can try to keep the world a better place, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying go out there and start hugging on trees, you know, tying yourself to them so they don't cut them down.
You're not eco-sexual?
No, for sure, no. But
Google just, that, people. It's interesting.
I'm just saying doing little things to try to help improve the world is something manageable and it's something people can do without much effort.
That's cool, man. I'm for, like, do whatever you want, man. I don't care.
I mean, it's fine, man, because right now you're by yourself, but your son and your
that's
your,
their problem, man.
Your generation, your the next generation is the one that's going to have to...
Let me ask you this, then. Just being where we come from culturally, you think your dad ever had this discussion with his fucking friends and his granddad or his dad had this discussion?
I think... Because of the absence of intelligence of previous generations of
and
not knowing.
Previously, they were more polluters than they are now. There's like laws and shit, what they used, you know, to prevent them to what they did back in the day.
Well, all of it maybe to extend the life of the world and maybe to better the world. So now you're saying just because they took steps back in the day, now we should stop taking steps? No, we should constantly continue to evolve and constantly continue to do better. To your point, what you just mentioned, back in the day, they used to do 10 times things worse. Well, guess what? They're not doing those things anymore. So we took a step to try to improve things. So we should continue to take those steps to continue to improve
and
do more
and more.
They still do
the same things. They just do it differently.
I don't know. I don't. It's tough to get through your cabeza sometimes. But, you know, that
like everybody, people like the other big thing, just real quick on coal, you know. They're going to start back on coal because Obama was shitting on them. The way we do, they use coal here in the United States, it is almost like it's so regulated.
It's a more refined way than
it's a refined way than they used to do it back like early on. And like I read an article that China and like the other emerging economies, India, China, they have a different coal that produces so much pollution and they don't get... like those are the countries that you need to go after, not the how we do it here, because they do so much shit to it now that it's almost like 90% less what it used to be back in the day. You know, it's just it just gets a bad rap from day one. Now I'm not saying not to recycle and all that other shit. Go ahead and do it, but I think it's more of and like you said, the little things will help in the long run. But also, I'm not gonna go to one extreme, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to do an extreme like get rid of your car and bicycle everywhere you're going. I'm not saying that. And for some people, maybe they do want to do that. I'm just saying by doing something small, by trying to improve things, you know, taking snapshots of things instead of printing out everything, you know, little things. You do little things like that. It just helps improve the world and makes it a better place for our kids.
Can
in
I
the
just
future.
Be like judging people on Twitter and on social media, saying, "Man, what a dick, bro! You need to recycle."
No, yeah.
Is that enough for your approval, Danny?
Well, as long as you're recycling and not just crapping.
No, I'm not recycling. I'm going to just be hating on people.
Nah, I don't think that
you're,
works.
You're destroying Mother Earth, you dick. Nah. Hashtag, you're an asshole or something.
No, I don't think that would
you're
be
sufficient. You're not down with that platform?
Nah, I think it's actions are what speak louder than words, as they say. So it's your actions what shows people, you know, what you're about.
What and, about and if what I create like do. A really cool hashtag or something? Get that trending.
Those are words.
That's not cool enough, dude.
Those are words. Damn. It's like everything in the world, man. Words, anybody can say them, but actions, those are done by a few.
Not in today's generation. They speak more than do shit.
Yeah. No, well, it just shows you. We crap on millennials all the time, and that's because they go out there and they talk and talk and talk, and that's all they do. They never do anything. So it's just a bunch of talking with no action behind it, and where you need to put into action.
They
love
to hate on people. They love judging.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know. So we can't fall into the same...
Or at least me, I
can't fall into that same trap where all I'm doing is complaining on people, but then I do the same thing. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
I call it hate.
Yeah. Well, either whatever you call it, you can't do that and then expect people to respect you when you're crapping on other people for doing the exact
same
thing.
That's what everybody
thing.
Does now.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be better than everybody. I'm not trying to be like everybody else.
Like, I'm not following the pack. I'm standing out there by myself.
The
lone wolf pack.
Well, that's what the Bible teaches me. I mean, I don't know what all these people out there are doing. It's to be a better Christian, to be a better man, and to constantly try to improve yourself.
I know we're going way off this computer shit.
I think we're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, all right, the wolf. I forgot where the fuck we started. I forgot what I was going to say. What about those people who ain't Christian, Danny? What are you going to do about them people, man?
Well,
are you more open-minded to them?
I pray for them, man, every day, man. I'll pray for them,
man.
For sure.
Okay, it's cool, man. I think everybody's not with JC. They just don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into a huge religious thing, but yeah. I mean, that's what helps me strive to try to be a better person, for sure.
Let's go back to Wall Street. There's a lot of debauchery in that. I don't think they knew about JC.
No, for sure. Because
they're so
no.
rich and they got a way to do whatever they wanted to, so...
Or if they did knew about JC, they probably took his words literally that he forgives and just assumed that he would forgive later.
Jesus forgives, so yeah. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, well, we'll see for them people.
You think Jesus was an eco warrior?
I would think so. He walked everywhere. So.
Seriously, yeah. I think he...
Yeah, he walked
the
everywhere.
The way we treat Earth, I think he'd be a little disappointed, yeah.
No, for sure, man. I mean, I know we make fun and make jest right here, but to me, I try to... You know, try to think about my son, and when you treat Earth like shit, to me, it's like you're treating the future land that my son's gonna inherit like shit. So that's the kind of stuff that I don't really care for. But,
damn, man, shit, man, that was intense there, man. Some strong words there.
No, well, yeah, man. I mean, that's all I got to give to this world after I'm done is my son.
Your
and
son?
My son.
Could I have your comics?
All this stuff right here, what you see, this mic, this podcast. This is just going to be something in the airwaves that probably somebody never listens to ever again.
Man, maybe some aliens will hear. Oh, but it's not being broadcast. It's on the internet.
So, you know, all these things are just physical, Andy. The only thing that's going to outlast time is what I teach my son and what I pass along to him.
Oh, man, now you're getting out there. But did you not see Arrival, dude? Time is, you know, infinite, man.
I did download it, but I have not seen it yet.
Shit. And so it's on your USB stick.
Yes, it's on a USB stick somewhere. So that's all I was getting to, man. Not to get too hippie on everybody, because definitely I'm not one of those.
You shock some people with all your hippie talk, man.
I'm definitely not considered a hippie, I wouldn't think, just because I'm not that extremist. But I do care for the world, and I try to do my little piece. I do recycle. I do try to, you know, limit my carbon footprint, stuff like that.
3 squares of toilet paper?
I do use 3 pieces.
What about after, like, you eat some, like, gin and juice or something greasy, man?
No. I got my little method on wiping and all that shit, man.
Wow,
everything,
man.
Dude.
I just heard the internet just drop everything. 3 squares. They're like, what's wrong with this guy?
I use Tupperwares, and I wash over again. I eat leftovers. I don't like to throw shit in the garbage. just little things that you can do to just limit the trash that you put out there in the world.
Okay, and okay.
Just little things like that, man.
It's cool, man. I hope Junior listens to your advice.
I hope so, man. I hope one day he reaps the benefits of my actions. So we'll see. But jumping into something that I was up to, Andy, man, I finally beat the Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but I was...
is that the one with the Lara Croft has a different body size?
She's more natural, for sure, in the game. She's got a more natural body feel. So
right.
It's not accentuated, you know, body parts, you know, like maybe some of the older Tomb Raiders, or if that's what you're alluding to.
Real quick, who owns that? The company went bankrupt. Who bought that out, or who owns that character?
Square Enix is the one that published it, and Crystal Dynamics is the one
Eidos
that developed.
Was the original, right? And they went under.
Eidos was the original. They're the ones who originally made them. And the last couple were developed by Crystal Dynamics.
Okay.
And, man, they did a really good job with the game. And I played the first one, which came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox 360. I beat that one as well, and I was really happy with it, man. I thought it was really good. It was a good alternative to Uncharted, which I'm an Uncharted fan as well. So finally had the chance to play Rise of the Tomb Raider, and, man, it didn't disappoint, man. It was something that came out originally for Xbox One. It was like a timed exclusive for like a year. So I didn't get to play it right away when it first came out. So I know by anybody out there that's a gamer listening to this now, they're probably like, man, why is he playing it so late? Because it's been out for maybe like a good year and a half, 2 years already.
Right.
So, yeah, man, it was a cool experience. Had
it was
that
worth the wait, huh?
Yeah, man. I try to stay away from spoilers, which for Uncharted, for there wasn't really any big plot turns or anything out there, you know, which...
no big reveals.
No, yeah, the internet, they like to spoil those, but there wasn't really anything too big. It was just a really good adventure, a really polished game, and really good graphics. The mechanics were awesome. The way the collectibles work were really cool. I sunk quite a few hours into it, maybe not as much as Witcher. I know I've spoken about Witcher before on the podcast. Maybe not as many hours as that, but I'm near completion. I'm like 98% of collecting everything in the game.
All the trophies and stuff?
Not all the trophies, but all the collectibles in the game. Like all the documents, all the artifacts.
All the hidden stuff.
All the hidden stuff. To get 100% of trophies, that takes a little bit more effort because... you got to do like these challenges. You got to do all these like little things to kind of fill up that, you know, the prerequisite, like kill 50 people with a headshot or kill 50 people with just a bow and arrow and stuff like that, you know. And I might have not have done all those things. But I 100% the first one that Crystal Dynamics did. And I'm trying to 100% this one as well. And
right.
I'm almost there. So... hopefully by next week sometime I'll be done with that and get that 100% so I can move on to the next one.
Now this one, it's you got the disc or you downloaded it?
I'm still a disc person.
Okay.
Yeah, I still buy the discs. And I think everything's moving to digital, like you mentioned. Everything
right,
is
right.
Streaming and digital now. But I'm still holding on to that disc, man. As long as they provide it, man, I'm still trying to get it.
Right.
It just allows me to trade it in and get some kind of value back for it. If you get the digital, you're left with the game. But, you know, half of these things I don't go back to. You know, I finished playing it. I got the Uncharted. I finished playing it. And I probably won't ever touch it again unless somebody comes over and it's just like, oh, shit, you got that Uncharted game. And we'll pop it in so we can, you know, play it or watch
right.
it. So I don't really find too much value to some of these old medias. So as soon as I'm done playing it, I'll go trade it in or maybe I'll hang on to it for a minute. And then as soon as a good trade-in value comes into GameStop or something, I'll go and just trade them all in, get my $15 for it or whatever they're willing to give me.
Oh, yeah. It's like everything's like everything's going to streaming, and that's why with the PS4 that I got, it's a 500 gig. I'm like, I probably should upgrade it to like a terabyte.
Have you done that yet? Have you had a chance to get that done, or you still got the old
hard drive? I still got the old hard drive, but I have. I've been thinking about doing it because they give you so much crap. Even with the games you save, it's hard, you know, because it's not 500 gigs. Maybe that was good like 10 years ago, and now I don't think so.
Yeah, nowadays it's not much. I mean, the new thing that just came out is the Nintendo Switch.
I don't know. I see people went nuts about it. I don't know. I haven't really seen much on it.
Yeah, it's like a half home console, half portable console. It's kind of like a mini tablet looking thing, kind of like the Apple Mini, where you put like these two joysticks on each end. I think it was the company NVIDIA released something very similar to it. I think they call it like the NVIDIA Shield, which had the tablet in the middle and then like these Joy connection pieces on each end. Really cool, but it was Android-based, and there wasn't really any kind of like hot game that you needed to play on it. So I think that's why they went under. But Nintendo might pull it off, man. They got definitely some great...
I saw everybody talking about how good Zelda is.
Yeah, well, that's really the only game that they have out for it. I mean, I think they have that, Bomberman, this Switch 1-2 or something like that. I forget what it's called. And maybe like another handful of games, but really nothing hot like you're saying. Like, this is top quality game.
Real quick, what are your thoughts if this isn't successful? You think Nintendo will ever release another console? They release more app games, like these two app games were somewhat kind of successful with the Mario and Pokemon, they have a piece of it. I don't know if they developed it.
Yeah, they didn't develop it. Yeah. They had a piece just because of the name.
Yeah, so that's why I know the Mario, I haven't really heard much. I don't know how much money they made, but I think they consider it as successful. So I don't know if they're going to do more or not, but... you think eventually they're going to start releasing old games on apps, or they're going to still push to the consoles? Because I think if this doesn't do good, I think they're done making consoles.
That's what the industry is kind of talking about or buzzing with. They're like, if this console doesn't really hit a home run or doesn't do well to kind of stand on its own two feet, they're thinking that that's it, man. They might just go to software-based and then just license out their characters. And just, you know, continue to be like a Crystal Dynamics, where they're the ones that develop the games, and then they get a publisher to put out their games.
It was weird. I saw Sony PlayStation tweet something out to them, like, "Oh, it's time to play." You know, Nintendo, have good luck with the Switch, and let's play together or something. I'm just like, huh, that's kind of weird. I wonder if they're like having talks about if this, you know, or there's something in the works or some goofy thing.
Yeah, that's actually been something in the last couple of years where the competitors, where Microsoft will send out a tweet and be like, yeah, good luck on Uncharted, reviews look good, and about to play it myself.
Yeah, it's weird.
Kind of stuff like that, which is kind of weird, you know. You usually don't see them, but I think it's to create like more like a friendly atmosphere, like, you know, like we're not just competitive assholes, you know. We're here, you know, we're trying to support each other in this industry.
Right.
But yeah, going back to the Nintendo success, that's my feeling, is that I don't think they'll get away from hardware. I think they'll give it maybe one more chance, because the other thing that that Nintendo has is they have a lot of money, man.
The Wii made them a shitload of money.
Yeah, yeah. And even before the Wii, they really had a treasure chest, literally, like to use Nintendo terms, full of money, man. They're one of very small companies, or a very small amount of companies that actually have tons of assets or money into the bank. Yeah,
the original Nintendo library or retro games, we'll call it whatever, that shit is worth a lot of money.
A lot of money, and not even just the potential money, like the theoretical money. Like, these mics are theoretically $100. So if I put them on eBay, I can theoretically have $100. Nintendo has that with their licensed IP. But they also literally have millions of dollars in their bank ready to use. And where some banks, sometimes they get loans from banks with projected earnings that they're going to have. So they don't they don't have that money. They just have a loan from the bank because they're projected to make that money. So that's not Nintendo's case. So I think to get back to the Switch, I think if they do fail with the Switch, I think they still have a chance to maybe make one more console. But I think they're getting to that point where they're like, yeah, we got millions in the bank, but that doesn't mean we want to lose it all. So as soon as we start seeing a downward trend, we might have to go to just software only.
That's the thing with Nintendo. You know, just real quick, they target casual fans. I don't know if that fan even exists no more because everybody's just hardcore gamer, either Xbox or PlayStation, and those two are it. And they're the ones. And the Wii was so casual, you know, everybody just like, oh, I swing, and it was like really just casual shit. And this is the Wii U. I think they tried a little bit more for the hardcore gamer and it wasn't successful. And after this, I just don't know what they're gonna do if this is not successful, because the Wii U, it's just the call of it is, it was, I don't want to say it was a failure, it just it didn't project, or it didn't do anything that they were hoping for.
Yeah, they weren't able to capture those third-party developers to come in and put that Tomb Raider game, or to put, you know, that third-party game onto their system. So, you know, all they had left was a bunch of crapware and Nintendo software. So, yeah, I have a Nintendo Wii myself, Junior 101.
The Wii or the Wii U?
We got a Wii as well, and then we went up to get the Wii U because he wanted the Mario Maker and Yoshi, whatever, Wally Worlds or whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. So, Splatoon was the other big one that he wanted.
Yeah, Splatoon is the only game I heard outside the Mario games that's pretty popular.
Yeah, so those were the only games that he got for Wii U. And just like you said, man, I don't think it met expectations from maybe hardcore fans. So only like the loyalists really got it, the loyal Nintendo fans, and it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough people out there to get it. We'll see how Switch does, man. I was actually at GameStop yesterday. We just kind of poked our head in there because we were walking in the mall, and the lady right away saw us looking at the Switch. So I was just kind of glancing at it. I wasn't really interested in really even buying it or anything. And she's like, oh, just want to let you know, if you bring your Wii U in, we're offering a guaranteed $150, I think it was, for your trade-in for your Wii U. And I'm like, wow, $150 for it? Which to me is a lot. I mean, because the system, I think, is like $250. So, I mean, you're giving me $150 for it. You know, that's great. And he's just like, yeah, and you bring your games in, there's a 50% markup. So if they would give you regularly $10 for the game, they'll give you $15 for it. You know, that sort of thing. So she's just like, yeah, if you bring in your games and everything, you could almost, you have a couple games. He's like, you could almost get the console for free because the console is only $300, Switch thing. So it got me more intrigued in it than I was prior. And then a Junior right now, since he's kind of YouTube-less and Wi-Fi-less, I don't think he's seen the hype of everybody, you know, kind of, you know, like, oh, this Switch thing, Switch. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, man. But right now, the only game out there that's even worth talking about is that Legend of Zelda.
That's the only thing I see people talking about.
The Breath of the Wild or whatever it's called. So I don't think that's Junior's kind of game. So I don't see him
sort of interested. I'm with Junior on this one. That's not my type of game either.
To me, I love the Zelda games, man. And that's really, you know, I buy these systems, Andy, for him, but secretly it's for me to play Zelda on them.
I just want to play the new Zelda.
Yeah. So I still want to keep his Wii U secretly, just because I want to play that the Twilight HD remix, and then they also made a Wind Waker remix. So I wanted to keep it just for that. You know, that's why I was just like, it doesn't matter that the Wii U got discontinued. I could still play my two Zelda games, but I don't know, man. If they got this good deal, man, I might just trade it in, get that Switch for Junior, and be like, yeah, Junior, yeah, cool Switch. Yeah, too bad you don't got no games for it, but I'll play that Zelda. Keep it busy for you until the Mario games come out. So we'll see. But quickly jumping into this article, Andy, man, talking about the ecosystem and all that stuff, man, it was kind of shocking to me to see that Subway, man, a place that to me, I know it's not super healthy.
They pride themselves on being healthy.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get to, is that to me, it's not super healthy. I know it's some processed food in there, But to me, in my eyes, if you give me Subway and McDonald's, Subway is the healthy alternative. It's the healthier place to go eat.
Right.
But to find out that 50% of the or chicken tested there, that only 50% of it had chicken DNA in it, and the other 50% was an unknown source of other meat or other, you know, fillers. Yeah. To me, it was kind of shocking, Andy, man. I don't know what you feel. I don't know if you eat Subway that often or.
So what we're getting at, Subway, you know, I mean, everybody knows Subway. They have their, remember when their $5 sandwiches were popular, they have a chicken sandwich on there, like a grilled chicken breast sandwich. And the CBC up in Canada, or the Canadian Broadcasting System, this, or Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, sorry, they decided to, like, well, they claimed to be 100% chicken, white chicken, so let's go look at it. They did a test, and they found out that only 50% of the chicken at Subway, which was the lowest score.
Yeah, because that was the other thing. Yeah. They also tested, like, Wendy's, McDonald's.
They tested Wendy's, Tim Hortons up in Canada, A&W. But the Subway's results was the most surprising because, you know, they pride themselves on being the alternative, the happy to your fast food. And they found out 50% of it was actually chicken DNA, and the rest was soy fillers.
Well, and they're thinking it's soy filters. They didn't really even say it, but I think Subway to kind of throw a spin and kind of do some quality, or what do they call that, the marketing control or whatever. They started like, well, we use a lot of soy fillers for our foods to kind of keep the texture and the moisture and the whatnot. So I don't think a lot of people know that. That's why, I don't know if you've noticed, for even like chicken nuggets at McDonald's and other places, they've kind of really stressed, you know, the all 100% white meat, you know, because a lot of places do use fillers for chicken, and they put stuff in there to kind of, you know, just fill it in and not really put 100% of chicken.
Yeah, so like you said, in Subway's case, the university concluded that the restaurant bolsters its chicken products with soy fillers. They were so shocked by that, they went and got more just to, like, maybe this is just an error, and they came back again. And following the study, they contacted the five restaurants, all claimed to use 100% white meat. But they did admit that they use soy as a stabilizer. So their Subway Canada cannot confirm the veracity of the results of the lab testing you had conducted. So they're not denying it. They're just saying we can't confirm that. So, but kind of shocking. Well, not shocking. I mean, it's processed food. I mean, I can't imagine what their ham and all that other stuff, the roast beef. I mean, when you know, it's a $6 sub or whatever in Canada, I think it's like $9 because the whatever it is up there, but it is what it is. I'm not saying I'm shocked, but you know, it's processed meat.
Well, the other thing is that even the competitors, like we mentioned, Wendy's, McDonald's, the Canadian Tim Hortons, their tests came with 85% to 90% using chicken, and the rest were fillers for them.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's a huge jump. I mean, going from 90% all the way down to 50 of only having chicken in it, man, to me, that's really surprising. Even though, to me, to be honest, I don't really like the chicken at Subway.
Yeah, I had it a couple of times, but I'm just like, man, this is just weird. I don't know. I just did not like it. I never really have. I would rather get, like, an Italian or ham and cheese or some shit like that. But yeah, the chicken never. I'm afraid once in a while I used to get the tuna salad or seafood or whatever, and I'm shocked to see what the hell's in that. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm usually a cold cut trio kind of guy, you know. I like getting those deli meats and some cheese and a bunch of veggies.
Once in a while you get the steak, or when they had the arrachera.
Damn,
for a while.
Big spending, man.
They had the chipotle sauce. So Chipotle, and I think it was like $6, $6.75.
Premium, man.
Hell yeah, only the base. But apparently this don't get the chicken.
They just put fregadura in there.
They just put that sauce. I'm like, whoa, easy on the sauce. He's just dousing it in there. Like, dude, I want to taste the meat, man.
Yeah. So nah, man. For all you Subway eaters out there, I know it's processed food when you really get down to it. But I know a lot of people that eat Subway. in lieu of eating Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, stuff like that, they see it as a less expensive, healthier alternative to that fast food craze. So,
man. Yeah, it's like I said, Subway. I haven't really gone to Subway in a while. But if I do, I'm not getting the chicken sandwich, I'll tell you that. I get the BMT or something else. I can't imagine what they probably do that because it keeps the cost down. Because I think that sub's like probably a $6 sub or $7 sub.
Yeah, because it's not $5 anymore. It used to be $5 subs. It's expensive, man. Yeah. Wow, the prices are going up. It's expensive,
but they ain't making no money off of that no more.
Yeah, and I didn't bring it in here, but I remember they had a scandal with even the bread a few years ago.
We talked about that here, yeah.
Where they were using all that chemicals to make it the color or some shit. I forgot what it was.
A chemical in there that they found that they used to make plastic.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then word got around, and then they're like, oh, we stopped using that. They nipped that shit in the bud right away. Like, yeah, we're not doing that no more, so sorry. Yeah. It's all 100% daily natural crap, you know?
So, man, it's always taking a couple of hits here, man. Hopefully they could bounce back because, to be honest, I do like Subway. I know they're in a lot of Walmarts, and usually when we go to Walmart shopping and we get a little hungry, I just tell my wife, I'm like, yeah, you want to go to Subway, get a sandwich? And, yeah, we'll stop by. We'll get each other a sandwich, Italian. I like that Italian one, too. I forgot what it's called. BMT. The BMT, yeah. Or I'll get the cold cut trio. So those are my two faves that I really eat from there.
I go local, man. I go to Mario's or Ozzy's,
man. Oh, shit, man. I'm a big spender, man. Those are expensive. Pay like $10. It's
100% natural, man.
That's what you think. Were they in this article? Did the Canadian board here, did they go check
out Ozzy's? They're like, we tested Mario's and Ozzy's, man. It's like at 200% chicken. Oh, shit, it's man. It's like super DNA here, man.
Super it's steroid. It's morphed.
Yeah, it's super juiced. It's like the juice head.
Oh, shit, man. Well, speaking of juice, Andy, man, that's what this podcast was, and it's unfortunately over for today. We'd like to thank you all for listening. A reminder for everybody out there, Freeform Network is on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. You can send in questions or any kind of comments to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Also, visit our webpage at freeformnetwork.podbean.com. That's the website where you're going to see all the good deets, all the old podcasts, all the old episodes, all our providers that we have on the right side of the podcast webpage. Any of them that you use, please click that like and subscribe button. I really appreciate it. It really helps our numbers, keeps us moving up to the top. Also, adding some new ones in there, right, Andy? We're kind of experimenting with Tumblr, WordPress, YouTube is on there.
We just start the last two episodes are on YouTube, split up in 15-minute increments for all you people who don't have the podcast or use your YouTube app. Check it out. Let us know what you think.
For sure. We're constantly working on it, trying to improve it. If you see something that doesn't look right, please let us know. ffnquestions@gmail.com. We're happy to hear from you and try to constantly improve this podcast for all you people out there, because that's what this is for, right, Andy, man?
Yeah, it's for the people.
For the people, for sure, man. But for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
I'm not eating chicken sandwiches, Andy.
Damn right, man. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Have a blessed week. Lessen that carbon footprint, Andy. Let's do this.
That's cool, man. I'll drive home.
All right, man. But for anyways, until next week.
That was cool, Dad.